Welcome to the Spoiler Kings movie review. My name is Tank Kramer. I am with Will, Peppa MD, and we are talking about G.I. Joe this week. So before we get into the review, I want to let everyone know this is our first time on the new channel on over here. And so make sure you subscribe. Link is in the description, all that good stuff. You want to follow us, we're going to give you all your movie news and all that good stuff. So make sure you hit that sub button over on YouTube. Spoiler Kings movie review. Still part of the Nerd Huddle. So also, we want to go give those guys some love. Also in the description. But that out of the way, man. This movie came out this week. It was another prequel movie. Well, I guess prequel reboot kind of in the middle somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Of Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Snake Eyes. We got Oli in here. He goes, I love the trailer for Snake Eyes. I did too. It got me, but we'll talk about the rest of the movie after. Cool, man. You want me to do the synopsis?
Yes, please.
Quick one. Yeah. We'll do the...
Kind of want to refresh my mind a little bit.
Trailer. All right. So, let me get out of here for a second. So, Snake Eyes is an ancient Japanese clan called the Arashaki. I can't even pronounce that. But that clan, they welcome a loner called Snake Eyes after he saved the life of their apparent heir of the clan. And as they arrive to Japan, the clan teaches, well, the Arashaki clan teach him the ways of the ninja while providing him something he has been looking for, a home. However, when secrets from Snake Eyes' past are revealed, his honor and alliance get tested, even if it means losing the trust of the ones closest to him. So kind of a basic kind of origin story. Loses his dad, kind of goes on the hunt for revenge and all that good stuff. And I mean, that's about it. And then it kind of leads into, like, he becomes part of this plan.
Right. He kind of grows blind a little bit, right? Of, like, what's good, what's evil. And he's like, nah, this is what I want to do.
It's like that blind revenge, which is kind of a thing kind of going on a lot now. Mm-hmm. But the trailer was awesome. And I know Oli said it earlier. Trailer was amazing. I loved the freaking trailer. I mean, even like there's this part of the trailer that we're looking at here is you see a woman and a guy, he's in white and they're in a plane and he flat out says, call me Storm Shadow. What the F? Why would you do that in a trailer? So all spoilers. I mean, it's not real. I guess it's if you know G.I. Joe, you know Snake Eyes is obviously like in the picture here. Snake Eyes black and his brother is in this white ninja suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they just flat out did that. And before we really get into more things, one thing we talked about the two was trailers and how they potentially ruin things.
Reveal too
this
much.
Trailer. Dude, this trailer not only revealed one ending of the movie, it revealed two endings of the movie. So that part where he's in the white suit on the plane with the Baroness, you know, that's no spoiler there. That's a mid-credit scene. Why would you put a mid-credit scene in a trailer? And then the other part where Snake Eyes, like, he's in his suit and he presses the button and, like, his little visor stuff comes down. That's the last scene of the movie.
Yeah.
Why? That's so insane.
That's too big of a reveal. We're kind of anticipating these things, but you're just throwing them off right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though Oli is, like, not going to lie, some scenes did confuse me a little. Like, yeah. Oh man. So you want to start off with the bad stuff or the good stuff first, man?
Let's start off with the bad stuff. Let's end on a good note, right?
Okay. All right.
So kind of our things that I disliked about the film are, you know, when you think of G.I. Joe, you think of the other two films that came out. There was one that had Channing Tatum, and Marlon Wayans. And then the second one, we had The Rock have an appearance. And unfortunately, I didn't really have too much exposure to these two first movies. But I do know what G.I. Joe was about. So one thing I kind of dislike was the change of the story, the whole reboot of it. I was hoping if you're going to do a reboot, have it just be not so, I guess, revenge-based, but they went there anyways.
Yeah.
That's something that kind of drove me, because if I'm not mistaken, not that it really matters, the ethnicity or anything race-related to this film, but if I'm not mistaken, in the first one, wasn't Snake Eyes like a little white boy? Wasn't
They kind of changed it a little bit, because there's been cartoon versions of the origin story. And I think in one of the last bigger cartoon reboots, where they all look younger, kind of look, he is like a little white boy with like a blonde ponytail kind of thing. That's the only one I can remember where they did an origin story. Besides that, you never really know.
Yeah, they don't really touch on it too much.
Yeah, they don't really touch too much on it.
I guess change is just something that I'm not liking sometimes when it's like story impacting, because it kind of gave me more of like a Black Sheep kind of vibe in the first movie. While this one is just, you know, it's all, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's more family based. I'm surprised Dom Toretto didn't make an appearance in this film.
Oh my God. You're not even kidding, dude. I didn't even think about it. Another movie based on family.
Family.
But yeah.
So like that's one thing. That it really it didn't
bother me. So Oli's like, Rise of Cobra, he was a little white boy who didn't speak. So
yeah, and he didn't speak at all.
I don't even remember that in the Rise of Cobra.
And this one, let's see, what you know what I disliked? You know what really kind of pissed me off was the fact that, like, and spoiler alert, right? Tommy is the one that turns into Storm Shadow. I get that mixed up all the time. And Tommy was a good guy almost the whole damn film. His whole like legacy of what he was kind of going after was protecting the clan, everything the clan stood for. He put his whole life invested into this clan, as he says so in the film. And you see him turn into a bad guy, and that kind of drove me up the wall. I was like, oh, dude, I mean, it kind of threw me in a sense of like, I don't know, man, of confusion. I was like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. He's good here. Okay. And let's see, what else didn't I like? I don't know.
Well, I mean, something like that for me, like definitely like, was very like confusing. I was like, wait, who am I rooting for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, I didn't care for something like that, you know, was very, because made me make it clear, the actors were pretty good for what they were given. You know, Henry Golding is the guy who plays Snake Eyes. And Andrew Koji was the guy who played Tommy, which is Storm Shadow. To me, this movie should be called G.I. Joe, you know, Storm Shadow origin, you know, because it was really his origin story of how he became a bad guy, you know, which was way more interesting than Snake Eyes' like deal. Like, I didn't really care about it, you know. I mean, I was like, where Tommy, which I'm like, why do you give a guy who's in this ancient Japanese clan his name's Tommy? I was like, what the hell is that? For them, I'm like, that's so stupid,
Tommy.
He was kind of, to me, the main character almost of the film, you know.
Really was.
And I thought he was a little bit better acting too than the guy who played Storm Shadow or the guy who played Snake Eye. But
the story really did center on him. His grandma was the leader of his clan.
Yeah,
which was badass, by the way. And yeah, I do definitely agree with you. This was, now that I'm thinking about it, this was a Shadow Storm. Did I say it right?
Storm Shadow.
I didn't write this down. Storm Shadow. And they call him Storm Shadow. Do you know why they call him Storm Shadow? They kind of get to this in the end, but it's not that important that we have to leave it to the end.
It was at the very end. I don't even remember why.
Something about how he gets, what is it? his face, something about his face gets dark before the storm or something like that. I don't know. Something with the play on words.
Yeah, see, yeah, in Rise of Cobra, Storm Shadow runs away as a kid after he kills the Master. And that's what I'm kind of, like, used to is he betrays the Master that's the origin story that I always remember is they're brothers, they were trained by some guy, and then Storm Shadow wind up killing the Master, you know, I forgot for whatever reason, and then Snake Eyes is like, makes a vow of silence. Yeah. And then, like, I'm not going to speak until, you know, I bring him justice or something along those lines. I don't know if Rise of Cobra kept kind of close to that. This one completely just, like, they're doing their own, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Another thing, Oli, the fight scenes were awesome.
That was a win. That was a win for the movie. The
fight scenes, it was, didn't dig them? The fight scenes were awesome. If the cameraman actually filmed it, you know what I mean? It's like, that's okay. The thing was like, yeah, it's like these awesome camera or awesome choreographed like fight scenes, everything looked awesome. Yeah. And then the camera's just like, the camera doesn't need to dodge a punch. Like, why is the camera like,
it looked like a World Star video?
Yeah, seriously, dude, seriously,
that's what it generally was.
Yeah, I always had I love the suit in the movie a lot.
I disliked. But, was, and it's so stupid for me to dislike the suit, but the lips, you know, I know this is at the very end where they reveal Snake Eyes is like mask. It's not even a mask. It's a helmet at this point.
Helmet kind of thing, yeah.
But in the previous one, I kind of liked the mysteriousness that he didn't move his lips. Therefore, his mask was like, didn't have movable lips. I kind of liked that aspect. It was such a small detail, but it was something that kind of, that I wish they would have brought back with the comic, I should say. But yeah, you're right, dude. I didn't notice. I mean, I like the fight scenes, but yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, it was like
from the first fight scene. I noticed it. It was so disorienting when he was the cage fighter all of a sudden, you know, and he's an awesome cage fighter.
They didn't dig into that. They didn't dig into that. I wish they would have.
He really, like, when he goes to train to be part of this clan, he never trains to be a fighter. Like, they're testing his, like, his loyalty and his, like, you know, courage and honesty and stuff like that. They never test him as a fighter, you know? So he's already this badass fighter for some reason that you have no idea. I guess maybe later you find out because of his dad and you find out who his dad is. And I don't know, maybe it's genetics or something stupid. But he's automatically this great fighter, you know, that you have no reason of how he got like that, you know.
Kind of expecting kind of like a Batman Begins kind of journey where, like, like how you kind of, he gets the pieces to his suit kind of deal and kind of learns every skill set that he needs for the journey of him defending the freaking. Also, let's talk about the stone. What'd you think about the stone, man? It's an infinity stone,
basically,
the way they describe it.
Basically, it's like what they called it. It's like something from the sun, it has the power of the sun or something along that line. So it's
called,
like,
the sunstone, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it sunstone? Yeah, I believe so.
I'm gonna look that up just real quick, but let's see.
But sunstone. It had the powers of basically, like, if you're holding it and you think of setting something or someone on fire, then they're on fire. Like, that was it. Like, they didn't really get into too much of, like, how it works and stuff like that, but it's this, like, crazy ancient thing, and the clan. This Arashahagi, whatever clan, Arashahagi clan, they said they're gonna guard it forever, and they're like, but they can't use it because you can't use it because it'll, like, it's too easy to use, and you kind of, like, they didn't really get too much on, like, why it's forbidden besides just, like, it's so powerful that it shouldn't be used kind of thing.
I kind of got the idea that if you used it, you got too drunk with power and therefore would turn dark side. That's what I got from of it.
They didn't say those words,
but that's what I got. Like, oh, once you harness this power, you get too drunken with power, then you want to use it more.
Zoe says she loved it, but don't think it'll get a sequel. I don't think it'll get a sequel. I don't think it'll get a sequel either. But yeah, we'll get into that a little bit too. But Yeah, I mean, the stone was kind of a big deal throughout most of the movie. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh, man, I just...
It was pretty much the motivation behind the film. So to kind of break it down real quick, like 10 seconds, it's pretty much main character, Snake Eyes, right? He's on the verge to find his dad's killer, right? He doesn't know why he got killed. He doesn't know anything about the killing. He just remembers, daddy got killed. Let me go find daddy's killer. So he goes, I guess, on a life quest, which is not shown in the film, but to be a better fighter. And I guess he has internal struggles. And so he gets recruited by someone named Kente. Kente is someone that's kind of behind the Cobra clan, which is a bunch of bad guys that want power for the wrong reasons. And so Kente kind of seduces Snake Eyes into saying, like, hey, I'll give you your dad's killer if you steal that. Oh, it's called the Sun Jewel, by the way.
The Sun Jewel. There you go.
And so he's like, hey, if you get this Sun Jewel that's located with this clan, with Grandma Clan, you know, I will give you your killer, you know, and then he'll finally get justice or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the whole time he's like, okay, fine, right? He plays nice. He kind of plays double agent. He keeps going back and forth, you know, being cool with the I can't say that clan's name. Grandma's clan. That's what her clan is now. he gets cool with Grandma's clan. They kind of are not trusting him, but he proves himself anyways because he tells of his origin story, which is very short, like how I just said right now. The whole movie is a Storm Shadow origin, but that little snippet of his dad getting killed is what he tells to the clan, Grandma's clan, and then they accept him. And then he does end up stealing the stone. That pissed me off. I lost credibility. I lost like cool points from Snake Eyes when he stole the stone. I know he had his own agenda behind that. I know he had his reasons.
But they had just showed that he's going to be a better person. He told what's her name? Akio, like the woman
security,
who's like security chick.
Sen.
Sen. Is it Sen?
Sen.
Sen. Sen. She, they had this moment and they were like, and he's like, oh, you know, I did a lot of bad things and I need to make amends to it and blah, blah, blah. And then like he goes in the stupid snake pit, which was kind of,
that was laughable. Goofy.
Yeah, it was so goofy,
silly.
Man.
It was a silly. Why was that in G.I. Joe? What the fuck?
I was like, oh my God. I'm like, of course it's going to be snakes. You know, it's like, because it's Snake Eye. It was like, you would think it would be like a dragon, something more like traditionally Japanese or something, you know, like besides it's three big ass snakes. So I was like, okay.
I really felt like this was a Harry Potter like spinoff or something.
Yeah, right. With just the big snake coming in. But yeah, that was the thing, is like he stole the stone just after he said like he wants to be a better person. And I was like, right, what is going on? What is this? What is the purpose of Snake Eyes?
Right.
And for me, as soon as the movie starts, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
And all the way to the end, he's still an asshole. Like at no point does he redeem himself.
No.
You know, because it was like, because the only reason he goes after the bad guys is because he got what he wanted, right? He got the killer, his dad's killer. And then he finds out the dad's killer was working with the group that he helped get the stone to. So he's like, so he never really redeems it. He's like, I don't need to kill this man. He's like, oh, you're not the real dude. It goes higher up than you.
Right.
So it's like. So then he goes and stops them. So I was like, so you just betrayed. So every time somebody burns to death in the village with the clan, that's Snake Eyes' fault. It was like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, what? I'm like, dude didn't care. He just flat out didn't care. And it was just like, I'm like, you got what you wanted. And then it's not really what you really wanted because you just helped the guys who helped kill your dad.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go after them. It was like, when do you become a good guy? And it was like, when do you become a good guy? Scarlet was pretty awesome. She did have some information that I felt like could have saved us an entire movie.
Oh yeah,
at the very end.
Shit. Imagine if he found out his dad was a Joe to begin with.
Yeah. So
Yep.
Like, done. And then she also said Baroness. Baroness was awesome. The Ursula Carbuel. She was pretty awesome. I did like her. Oh, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, both of the women were pretty awesome. Including the grandma. I thought the grandma was a badass, too.
But can we talk about the grandma fighting? Man, grandma got moves, bro.
Seriously.
She was... Arthritis ain't stopping her.
Flying in the air. Fucking hidden dragon shit. Yeah.
She was getting it.
That was kind of funny.
She was probably like,
it was like
the whole thing, bro. She stayed true to herself the whole time.
Mm-hmm. With her little folding fan.
Yeah, the fan. She
was like whacking people in the face and shit with.
That was good.
I liked her though. I thought she was pretty cool. But that's something like I would expect. Like, cool, give me that, like, you know, that crazy kind of Chinese Japanese kind of hidden tiger. Crouching tiger over the stuff. Give me some of that kind of stuff with the crazy grandma, you know, who like can fly all of a sudden and drop a knee on you, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, I'm like, that's cool. That's more like G.I. Joey than, you know, a big ass snake in a magic rock. I was like, what is going on? It's just, I think they were trying to go between like this magic-y stuff and like ninja stuff. And they just kind of fell in between.
Okay.
Bad.
In your opinion, when you think of G.I. Joe, who do you think is your demographic? Who's your general audience? Who are you trying to wow with this with a G.I. Joe anything? Kids, right? I mean, isn't it kids, younger teens? You get some of the 20-year-olds in there, right? You get the younger audience.
Yeah.
I get it, right? In this film, I got the gist of no kids watching this film. I didn't even see a kid in the theater. And not, you know, the theater was pretty empty to begin with, but people that were trying to go see this film, it seems like everyone was kind of older. So if that's the case, which is cool, I'm okay with that. Why did you include such silly things in the film, like the snake pit, or like you know, like, and even the snake pit, it wasn't even a cool aspect. It was like, it felt like Harry Potter. It really did. Yeah. I felt like Slytherin made an appearance or something, man.
Yeah, it didn't belong in the movie.
It didn't.
It was. It's too much, man. It was, I don't know. I was really disappointed in that. Because the first two tests, because there's, Snake has had to do three tests to prove that he is loyal to be part of the clan. And the first two tests are supposed to help him. And then the third one is like, if he fails, he would die. And then the third, you know, the first one was like, he had to like use his brain. The second one, he's like, he can't tell a lie or something. I forgot to say. I can't even remember what the second one was. Like,
The second test, we were just talking about this. The second test was kind of like, vague.
Yeah.
It wasn't too obvious. It was him pretty much.
With the blind guy, right?
Yeah. He was showing his true self, whatever that meant.
Yeah.
First one, like you said, was a matter of wits. Second one is, how do you see yourself? And then, yeah, you know what? That's what it is. How do you see yourself? Mm-hmm. Because how you see yourself is reflected on what you were talking with earlier. And the third one is, is how someone sees you, is how the snake views you. They see the purity.
Yeah, or your pure heart. Yeah. The very pure heart. You know.
There you go.
And then that's what I thought. He's going to become a good guy. I'm like, oh, the snake is going to get angry. And then he's going to like break down and like confess and you know, release the sin, you know, that he's carrying around. But no, he just like laughed at the snake and then he like drop kicked the snake or whatever he did. He like kicked the snake.
He did. And got like, all shifty eyed, like, oh shit. And looking out for help. That's when Sen goes in to help him with that third test. He really failed that test.
He failed it, yeah.
He should have died. He should have died at that point. But he got saved. All because he confided in Sen, who was like head of security at the clan.
Yeah.
And he showed her like, hey, like, this is why I'm doing this. This is my life's mission. I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice for daddy.
Yeah. And he even confesses it to the grandma. You know, it was like, oh, I've been doing vengeance my whole life, which it kind of pissed off Tommy. I was like, why are you mad? Like, you barely know this dude. You know, it was like, you know, so it was like, okay.
That was kind of weird. Just because someone saves your life, you trust them with everything in your whole clan. That was a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, and you're supposed to be the leader of this clan? Like, dude, like,
just like, trust anybody. Huh?
Yeah, I know. You know, but Oh man. Well, you want to talk about some of the better things about this movie?
Yeah.
The few and far in between.
I mean,
we were going pretty hard on it.
We were a little tough on the movie. I will say, length of the film is 2 hours. I think it was an appropriate amount of time. It could have been shorter, even if you are trying to go for a younger audience, you have to kind of cater to that shorter lifespan, shorter attention span for a movie, right? So I was thinking this movie was going to be like 1 hour 45, maybe 1.5 hours, but it took on 2 hours, but it filled the 2 hours okay. Okay. Yeah. I did get a little sleepy halfway through the film, but I pulled through.
Yeah. But I mean, I agree. I don't think I never got bored of the film, you know, which I guess it's a good thing. You know, it never to a point where I'm like, oh, what's going on now? It was just like more confused the whole time. Yeah. But I was never bored. You know, like Oli did say, the action was good. I just wish it was filmed better. But from what you could see in the action was like really well choreographed and it was awesome. You know, I mean, these guys are like pretty well known. Like I know Andrew Koji, I think he's like a British actor that that is also does, he's a martial artist as well.
Dope.
You know? Okay. So I think Henry Golding, who's the guy who played Snake Eyes, I think he's a model or something like that.
He's the regular actor. You know, he was in that one TV show, Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes. That one? Yeah.
So yeah, he's not into anything that serious when it comes to being physical, like with martial arts or, you know, he doesn't have a heavy background in that field, but that's okay. It worked out in this film. I mean, he played a believable role in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, all the actors I thought were really good. I thought they had really good actors in here. The guy Peter Mensa, the blind master. He always plays little roles in things, and he's always really good in it. But you know, Samara Weaving was Scarlet. Ursula Carburo was Baroness. I thought she was awesome in it. You know, so. It was like pretty good actors, you know, and I think they wanted to stay predominantly kind of Asian based, which would make sense. You know, they're two ninjas, so like, yeah, cool, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously Scarlet, you know, the blonde white chick from G.I. Joe, you know, they kept true to that. But even like Baroness, they kind of changed her. They made her more not as Americanized, you know, but I think, you know, she's a Spanish actress.
She is, you know, Ursula Corbero. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I liked it. It was just very, very high action and stuff like that. It never felt like I was expecting it was gonna do some like silly callbacks, you know. What I was really, really waiting for. Let's see if I get it.
And knowing is half the battle.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for like somebody to say, and knowing's half the battle. I'm like, come on. And no one said it. That I can remember. Maybe, but I don't remember. It would have stuck out. You know?
No, I didn't catch
that. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been a win for the old school folks, but.
Yeah. Oh, man. But the good stuff on it,
Oh damn!
There wasn't that much good stuff, man. Really, I mean, actors were good.
Yeah. How'd you like the costumes in there? How'd you like the imagery? How was that for you?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, I like the whole Arasagi, their little clan base. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty
cool. But you know, the fighting was good. The costumes I thought were pretty good. I really liked their things. I wish Snake Eyes would have earned the costume. Mm. He really didn't earn the costume. They're like, here you go, see you later. And it's like, he didn't earn the name Snake Eyes. He didn't earn the costume. It was like, dude, I want you to lose. I don't want you to go to G.I. Joe, man. Like what?
You brought up a good point. You say he didn't earn the name. Let's talk about the name. The name comes from the fact that his father's killer drew dice. He threw dice to see. Yeah. It was almost like a Two-Face type mechanic. Like, oh, this is heads you win, tails you die type deal. That's what he was trying to do. But did you see those dice? Were they weighted dice? They kept rolling snake eyes every time.
Snake eyes, possibly. Like, I mean, they were cut weird too, so they like interlocked or something. It was really kind of
I think they were magnetic. Maybe there was some like symbolism that they didn't dig into like they should have. Maybe the law of attraction was something that was supposed to be intertwined with the movie, but didn't show it off at all. They could have been so many ways with that, you know, with the dice and really like digging deep, pulling some Marvel type stuff, but they didn't go that route. The snake eyes. When you say earning the name Snake Eyes, if you would have poked the snake in the eyes, that would have earned him. It could have done so many things.
Oh my god!
Are you kidding me? But not even like he was in the snake pit. Like, give him a name. Call him Kevin the whole movie, and then like he's like eye to eye with the snake. You know, it's like, oh, you know, he's Snake Eyes. You know, because he went get something. He didn't earn the name Snake Eyes. Like, it doesn't.
I was kind
of an origin story, and you don't say that. That's the reason why he's Snake Eyes is because there's a pair of dice that had Snake Eyes. Oh my god, it was so painful, man! It was so painful because I wanted this. Yeah. There you go.
Could have did that, Snake Eyes. You could have. What if like I was kind of hoping too for like some kind of like remember the old ass movie was it Daredevil with like Ben Affleck? Remember Bullseye in there where he had that little scene where he's so like exact with like where he gets, you know, how he throws shit. I was hoping for something like that. Like what if he would have like aimed the katana or the sword at the snake's eye and like pinned it or something?
Yeah.
And like, oh, look at him. We're gonna call him Snake Eyes just for that. You know, like, he could have done so many ways to get that origin, but there was no origin. I think that's what it lacked.
It was so bad. Or even like he could have been really good with the gun, you know, where everything is like, you know, he's a snake eye with the gun, or I don't know, and then but he's not that good with the sword, and he has to become better. Nothing. I was like, geez. But I mean, before we get into some of the reviews and stuff like that, it's so frustrating that the good guy was an asshole and a dick. The entire movie never becomes a good guy, right?
Yeah.
And at the very end, when Tommy, who's Storm Shadow, uses the stone to kill the guy who was killing all his clan, who was killing his family, his killing the clan, uses it, you know, as the heated moment, kills the bad guy, you know, the actual bad guy. Mm-hmm. And then the grandma's like, no, no, no. Like, that's it. You can't be in charge anymore. He was like, so Tommy was this great guy the entire movie. Mm-hmm. Then one little bad thing, that's not even that bad. He was just defending his home and his family. Wow. And they're like, no, you're done. And then this dickhead, you know, like, betrayed the family. Dude, your home is all burnt up. You have family members that are dead, but you give him a suit? I remember watching a review after I saw the movie, and somebody said, this was a generic story that was so generic that Paramount was like, we need to do something. And they're like, well, we'll just throw a couple G.I. Joes in there. And they're like, boom, done. Yes. It was like, none of it made sense. It was just like a shitty story that they just decided to throw snake eyes on this person. And you're this person at the very end. None of it was G.I. Joe kind of thing. And this the whole thing of the good guy was the bad guy the whole time, you know.
Damn.
It was like, I don't care. I hate Snake Eyes. I hate him after watching this movie.
Which
sucks because he's one of the best G.I. Joes, you know. He's always the badass.
Yeah. You know, I kind of worry for you. I'm kind of concerned for you right now, Kramer. You just said something that was very, very bigger than what it seems. So I don't know if you do know this, but Hollywood has a big ass directory of scripts that are just like in the chamber ready to be released. And I think maybe you're actually right on this one. I think I think you hit it right in the net. If FBI shows up at your door, it's because of this woman right here. It kind of does sound like that.
Somebody else doing a movie review and said that. That's why when he said that, I was like, that's true, you know, because you can literally get rid of the G.I. Joes and just call them like, oh, that's Tommy and Kevin, you know, like, yeah. Cool. You know, or just you can plug in almost any other ninja story.
You could have called it the Red Jewel.
Sub-Zero. Done. You know, like, there you go. You know, like, it, literally just plug and chug any two ninjas in there. You know, and it was just, it was very, very, very upsetting.
I was hoping, like, the Jewel was, like, in the shape of Snake Eyes or in a snake. The Jewel, it was not used the way I think it should have been used. It was the motivation for the movie. I get that. But what makes the Jewel G.I. Joe related?
Like, related?
Don't see too much of that relation.
I'm looking up this. There's that silver head guy in G.I. Joe, who I thought for a second, that katana guy, something would have happened and the Jewel would have, like, melted his face or something along those lines. Right, and that's what I thought they were gonna turn him into, and he really, it really didn't. Let me see if I could pull it up real quick. Is it Destro? Yeah, him. And I'm like, oh, cool. Maybe they'll do something, and he's gonna use the stone, and it's gonna backfire, and it's gonna melt the metal on his face or some shit. And nope. Like, you could have done so many things with this fucking movie.
Missed opportunities. Destro? Okay.
Yeah, damn. Destro. You know, but it was just so bad. So annoying.
Let's get to reviews.
Yeah, let's get to the reviews.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty what we thought about the film.
All right, break it down for us, man.
All right, so here at Spoiler Kings, Kramer and I, Tank Kramer and I like to review films one of three ways. You either rate it a now, which is something that you can't miss, or else you're going to just go nuts. You're going to watch it later, which is like, it's okay. Maybe put it on while you're washing the dishes, or watch it never, which means don't watch it. It's not worth your time. What'd you think about the film, man?
All right. So for me, the G.I. Joe origin story of Snake Eyes is a never. It's just a flat out never. Don't be surprised, because you already how I was the entire show. but As a fan of the G.I. Joe as a kid, I was excited for this movie and so disappointed, so upset, and so unhappy with it. I don't like Snake Eyes. If you're a fan of Snake Eyes, don't watch this film, because it makes him a shitty character, like, for sure. And I was so upset that it was like, I don't care about him now. I want him to lose. I want Storm Shadow to beat his ass. Like, come on, Tommy, come in, you know, beat him up. You know, it was just like, you know, so for me, it's a never, man. Keep the nostalgia nostalgic. You know, like, go watch the last live action one where he doesn't talk, because it's at least that's better than this. But what about you, man? What did you think about the movie?
Oof. Well, to rate this film, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, I kind of liked the imagery. I kind of liked what they were doing with the action. But it was one big World Star video. And then they lost me. It was almost going to become an owl, but I rate this a later for the fact that they made Storm Shadow a bad guy for doing the right thing. Sometimes you do have to do the wrong thing for the right reasons. And for that, I'm out.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. imagine though. No, but yeah, I give it a later. I almost, like, man, like when I was watching the film, I was getting kind of sleepy, and I was like, man, why am I getting so sleepy? And now I'm kind of realizing a lot of plot holes and a lot of things that were just mismanaged in the film. Cinematography was ruined by the camera work. I do kind of see that now. I'm used to, like, movies like Cloverfield, where they just kind of are all over the place.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't know, but
I mean, yeah. There's been other fighting movies, like action, or I won't say fighting, but action movies where they do the action cam, and I'm like, it never does well. I think it did well the first time, with the first time it ever used it for, which I can't even think of. But if you're doing a fight scene with swords and stuff, like, then, you know, pull it out, man. Let these guys do their thing and make it look awesome. You don't need to, like, you know, zoom around and stuff. Somebody said, you know, why was the cameraman drunk? You know, that was one of the other reviews I watched. They're like, why was he drunk? I was like, it's kind of true. But
did we get any slow-mo takes in this film?
Slow-mo?
Yeah, we didn't get too much slow-mo, right?
I don't think we got any slow-mo. Maybe
nothing significant. Twice,
but I never caught it. You know, nothing where it was like, you know.
I don't know. When I watch older Japanese films with martial arts, I do notice that sometimes they will do the zoom in on a slow-mo, like, ooh, and kind of just make that a big deal. I didn't get that either.
No.
I kind of missed that. And then, like you said, this is kind of like a ninja film.
Yeah.
Even though they missed out on the origin part.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. I was like, they should have kept it more old school Japanese ninja samurai kind of style. I think that would have fit awesome with it, you know, and add the modern day kind of stuff in it. Cell phones and all the tech. Like, that would have been so cool between an old and a new world, which they were kind of already trying to do and didn't quite hit. Mm-hmm. But, well, Oli's giving it a now.
Watch now.
Wow. she must have really liked Scarlet and Baroness because they were probably the only good parts.
We were a fan of the fight scenes a lot. It's just the story. But you're totally right, though. They didn't execute the fight scenes. Now that I think about it, like how you could have done. So many films have done fight scenes way better. You know, G.I. Joe is like a fighting movie, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bunch of dudes like beating up the bad guys, the good guys beating them, you know. And this one, that's why I was like, G.I. Joe is so black and white. These are the good guys. These are the bad guys. Good guys win. And this one was like, it just flipped it on its head. It was like, here's the good guy, but he's an asshole the entire time, never redeems himself. And here's the bad guy who you love the entire film. And then he kind of, you know, messes up kind of one time. And then like, nope, you're done. You know, I was like, what? like that's not enough reason. Like, of course Snake Eyes is going to, or Storm Shadow is going to hate Snake Eyes. Yeah. You ruined his life.
Yeah,
you literally ruined his life. I would be pissed too. Like, dude, every time I see you, I'm gonna try to kill you.
I'm kind of more of a Storm Shadow fan now, more than ever, with this film.
Yeah, exactly, man. At least in the other ones with the Rise of Cobra and the Rock one and Channing Tatum, like Snake Eyes was awesome, and then Storm Shadow was kind of like a dick. I'm like, cool. You know, he's a cocky little arrogant, you know, guy who's awesome at fighting as well. I'm like, I like that. That was a great duo. I was expecting more of that, and I didn't get that. I was really mad.
It fits.
But all these part two ain't gonna happen. I don't think so.
I don't even have to ask you this. I'm gonna ask you this, and I know I don't have to, but would you watch this again?
Nah.
There's
no reason.
I would not watch it again. I don't want to look for any hidden meanings. I don't want to look for anything really.
Yeah.
Like, it was nice to watch one time. That's why I give it a later. But, yeah.
If you're a G.I. Joe fan of especially the older kind of G.I. Joe stuff and even the newer remakes that they did, this is just going to ruin, I think, all of it for you. You know, I would just miss it. But like Oli said, part two is not going to happen. And mainly part two is not going to happen because how bad it was in the box office. Opening weekend, 13.3 million.
Ooh,
boy, damn. That hurt. That hurt. It had a budget of 88 million.
Oh, they lost. They lost money on this film.
Big time. Overseas prospects are a little bit better. 4 million with 37 markets. You know,
you said 4 million? About
4 million, but in 37 markets, made up 29% of the international footprint. Mm. You know, this is Forbes. But I mean, overall, it did not do good. Ooh. You know, I mean, the other movie that we were debating was going to be Snake Eyes or Old, and Old was the new M. Night Shyamalan movie. That didn't do too good either. And that got 1.5. I think on the opening day on Thursday, and Snake Eyes got 1.4 on that opening day, opening night.
Right.
So they were kind of there at the same level, but oof, I think, you know, people are over G.I. Joe, I think, and people are over M. Night Shyamalan at this point. So,
yeah.
But I am going to still watch Old, though. I do want to see Old. But yeah, man, it was like nostalgic weekend, man. We got He-Man back that people are not happy with. We got. I like it. I loved it. I didn't love it. I liked it a lot. I'm excited to see where He-Man's going to go. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No, He-Man animated or live action?
Animated, the new one that just came out on Netflix. New
animated. Oh, I did hear about the hype. I haven't actually seen it, but okay.
Yeah, it's like five episodes. Dude, people are losing their shit, and it just started, and there's like five episodes. And it's kind of just setting up the universe, so to say. How much you always said that is sad. It is, man. I mean, you know, but it was just, yeah, we had G.I. Joe and He-Man, both 80 icons, you know, when it comes to like toys and cartoons, and both are not doing well. You know, He-Man, I think, can still, it's going to keep going, but I don't think this is going to get a sequel, man. I don't think it's going to get a sequel. But just quick before we go, on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 41 tomato meter, which is considered rotten, and a 74% of the audience score. So, yeah, not too bad.
It's the mark.
Yeah, I mean, the audience, I think, always tends to like it more than the critics. I think critics are always more critical about it. But yeah. Yeah, I just, overall, man, it was not happy. I was not happy. And then always saying, what is the next movie? Let me bring it up here.
That's a great question.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, another thing, I always have it up and I always lose it.
And I'll show schedule. I got it right here.
So I'm here. Do that and I'll end the show.
So our next movie, let's see, we're already in July now, right? We just did Snake Eyes Origins. So our next movie is going to be an August movie. Is it today the 26th? Hold up.
Yeah.
Damn, time is moving fast. Okay. Yeah, dude. The next movie is going to be Jungle Cruise or The Green Knight.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's up to you, man. Jungle Cruise is definitely going to be, I think, the more talked about one, because it's The Rock, it's a Disney film, Emily Blunt. I mean, you know, it's already going to like massive. For me personally, I love King Arthur and I love all the King Arthur stories, and The Green Knight is one of the bigger King Arthur side stories of it, and it looks amazing. Like when they first showed the trailer, like in 2019, you know, it was like, yeah, I mean, all of 2020 just ruined everything. But when they first showed the trailer in 2019, I was like, this is awesome. This is like, I can't wait for it. And the early reviews are saying it's pretty good, you know, a lot of good stuff, but it's not going to be anywhere as big as Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise is going to be the main event when it comes to this weekend. So up to you, man. You want to do Jungle Cruise or...
I mean, so hearing both films' names, when I think of Jungle Cruise, you did mention it's Disney. I always keep track of Straw Hat Goofy, who's a TikTok creator. And he actually has some, like, biased, I think it's biased opinion on it. I think they paid him, Disney paid him, to talk about the film. He had a couple sponsored TikTok videos talking about the film. I guess he got, like, a live, or what do you call that?
Oli said, oh no, The Rock movie.
Oh god, every movie is a Rock movie.
Yeah,
but it seems like he's kind of biasly, like saying it's good, so I kind of am not trusting that. I hate when people like get paid to say things like that. Yeah. So I kind of am leaning more towards The Green Knight. What is it called? The Green Knight.
Don't disrespect. No, she's saying don't disrespect the, I'm assuming, like The Rock like that. No, The Rock is awesome. I love The Rock. Everything he's great at. No, I love, like, it's going to be a great movie because The Rock is in it. And Emily Blunt, who, she's a great actress. He's always good in kind of, he knows how to adapt and fit into certain things, you know? So I think that's going to be a good movie.
You know what I think of when I think of The Rock? I think of The Game Plan. That's what I think of.
That's
The
my favorite plan. Movie.
Every time I think of The Rock, I'm just reminded of where he started. And yes, he's gotten better. He's gotten better as an actor. He fits roles better. He's not just I don't know. I just I'm not a Rock fan. Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm a Stone Cold fan. Who knows? But
I mean, it's hard to be one without the other because they both were just so they worked on each other. But that's always something else. We'll talk about it in the post show a little bit. So if you're watching live, stick around. We'll do a little post show that you can only catch live. We'll just do a few minutes and stuff like that. This is our schedule for the Nerd Huddle. So tomorrow, Tuesday, Panda and Grizzly, those guys are doing a mock draft, mock fantasy football draft. So you want to check them out over on the Nerd Huddle channel. Dynasty Pylon, they're doing a IDP Dynasty kind of mock draft as well. You know, so it's fantasy season, man, fantasy football season. So you got a couple of sports ones. Make sure you check Dynasty Pylon out on that channel, the Dynasty Pylon channel. Thursday, Do We Just Become Best Friends, where we just kind of like mess around and talk about whatever's trending. Martin dubbed it the BS show because we're always BSing and stuff like that. Dynasty Pylon, we are 2Tank. Yep. I'm gonna be probably drafting with the guys on Tuesday and on Wednesday, so I'll be in there with them. So Thursday we're gonna talk maybe probably a little about Olympics and some of the other kind of stuff that's going on. Sunday, the morning spike. And guess what we're doing? We're doing a draft, baby. Three drafts in a row. It's that time of year, man. We'll give you some other football updates and stuff like that and get into some draft kind of stuff. So that's going to be fun. And then next week here on the Spoiler Kings, we'll figure it out. It's either going to be Jungle Cruise or the Green Knight, depending if we want to get kiddy or serious with whatever we're doing next week. We'll see. But that is it from us. Any last words, Will?
Nah, you take care of yourselves out there.
Yeah. Make sure you hit that sub button, subscribe to the channel, go over to Nerd Huddle, subscribe to them and the Dynasty Pylon as well. Dynasty Pylon, we took 2 weeks off and now we're back full time, Mr. Producer Man. They are, man. They're coming. They're getting ready for fantasy football. So you want to make sure you check those guys out. But cool. That is it from us. We'll see you guys next week. Later.
Peace.